The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders, and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Charles Spurgeon was one of those great British preachers and was known to be blunt. He once said, "Beware of no man more than of yourself. We carry our own worst enemies within us." And I contemplated on those words, thinking about those areas of my life where I have been my own worst enemy. Is it possible that there is something about us that enjoys rebellion? You know, if you tell a toddler, "Don't touch that ball, it is heavy, it may fall upon you," the toddler will most definitely want to touch it. Right. And so, Is this what happened to Adam and Eve when God forbade them to touch the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden? You know what happened. You know, they touched it and then they ate it. Our readings today are all unified in a message about our need to observe and keep God's commandments or God's words so that we may live in God's grace and favor. And to me, it really sounded like an earnest plea from God, "Follow my ways. Why would you want to follow that way? Follow my ways." That's how I felt. And we see Psalm 15 providing us with an opening. It is telling us the profile of a worthy person. Who is worthy? He asked the question, "Who may dwell in God's tabernacle?" And the answer was, "Whoever leads a blameless life, and whoever does what is right, and who speaks the truth from the heart." And sometimes, folks, we need to be blunt with ourselves. Sort of, you know, rip rip it off so that we can be honest and live in the truth. So where are we in this journey following Jesus Christ? Are we leading a blameless life? Are we doing what is right? Are we speaking the truth from the heart? reality is that we fall short of this godly expectation. And only in Christ Jesus have we the forgiveness of our sins and the divine grace to help us do what pleases our God, which is ultimately for our own advantage. So from the very beginning, God's design was very perfect. And I don't mean it in that way that was described like from the children's movie called Zootopia. If you have seen it, you know, the herbivores and the carnivores all live in this one big city. No one hurt anybody else. Well, maybe it's similar like that. But I mean was the world in which God put Adam and Eve. It was perfect. It was a great place to be. You know, with kingdom shalom, and there was the truth, and the truth that did not have any competition from the false. And so, as you heard last week from Father Jeff, we learned about how many opinions that are around us, and some of those opinions are full of false truth and or half truth. So there is these things that is happening very much in our community or around us. You just have to go into a newspaper and you will see all of there. It's there for the picking. And our rebellion get to twist what is right. So we call the wrong right and we call the right wrong. So that's what we have done to mess up our world, knowingly or unknowingly. But here, the typical example I find in the gospel lesson. The Pharisees and scribes come to ask Jesus, "Look at what your disciples did. They ate without washing their hands. Now why would you allow that? Now what are you going to do about it?" You can tell I watch a lot of children movies. There was another one that a young girl called Candace is snitching on her brothers, and they are doing these mechanical things, and then she comes and she says, "Mom, Phineas and Ferb are at it again," you know, and that's exactly what the Pharisees were doing. They're, "Jesus, don't you see? They've done it." Now, I'm wondering, there must be other people who have got to eat without washing their hands, I'm thinking in my mind. But there it is. There is something really going on here that Jesus is trying to say, that he didn't deny the charge, but he says, "I want to point you to the weightier matters of defilement, what comes from the heart. That's really what defiles." And the list is exhaustive here. Wickedness, adultery, theft, murder, and fornication, and so on. All these things, all these evil things come from the heart and defile a person. That's what should be the real issue, not the issue of washing hands. That should have been the issue. But you see, the devil is very smart. The more time spent on non-important things, the distracted we are from the real important things. The truth, you see, the more time we spend on... what kind of tie had he? Did the tie match with the shirt? Why are we spending time with that? Well, there must be other issues that are very, very important. The truth doesn't have to get ignored or twisted. The evil one knows that if we can just believe we are good people. See, I don't hurt anybody. I can't hurt a fly. So, what are you saying? I can't go to heaven? But that's not the real issue. No. We still need Jesus, our Savior, to melt our heart of rock and to give us a smooth heart, a sensitive heart in tune with God's heart. If we only knew deep down in our hearts that Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us from those things that come from our hearts, that can easily clog our hearts. You know, unforgiveness, malice, and maybe the tongue You know, I wish we can punish our own tongue because it lands us in a lot of trouble sometimes, right? So, knowing that we are in Christ give us victory on carnal thinking. We shouldn't be moving into immoderate desires or carnal thinking. We should be thinking about principles of the kingdom of God rather than the principles of this world. That's why James reminded us, be doers of the word, not just merely hearers of the word. And evidently, the danger here is that we also would become hypocrites if we advocate one way and act the other. I am a person whom my children will come, but Dad, you preach this. You know, they are the ones that will kind of get you online and say, are you for real here? So, unfortunately, we have done that, and often without realizing that we are advocating one way and act another. We need to walk the talk, starting with me, the preacher. So pray for me. We need to be blunt with ourselves, you know, to take the bandage off, because we are constantly inches away from heart defilement. Lord Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us sinners. Amen.